Okay, we were discussing yesterday. Shittas Rashi. Rashi says the mission of Kosher is potter. Okay, it's Kasha. Why is the Kosher chayav al teish? That's the Bekash and Rashi. Why does Rashi hold that the Kaish is going to be potter? Because the Arangol, the Yadye, the Garamesh. So yesterday we suggested the Rashi is going to finish the Tesis Riz and maybe the Raivin. I say maybe the Raivin because I just saw this morning and it sure seems to learn the Raivin differently. We'll start with Tesis Riz upon him. Tesis Riz has the Yisayid and Emerson in Tesri talks about this three places over here in the Fempes, in the Chokdalad. And basically, what comes out of Tesri is, in all three places, is a story like this. That when we have two people involved in something, so let's go to the classic case of Barma's Galgal. So Barma's Galgal. We're there, like what Teresa says, if the hezek took place afterwards, Teres Bar, not Bahad the Kazli, so then we say, Pashit, that the even though the second one was involved as well, but since the second one's hezek is also only Begrama, the Hainu, that he's causing the hezek happens afterwards, so it's Begrama. So then we say, fine, so the first guy was first, his grama was there first, he put the bar in the Shusarabim, so then this that's his galva somewhere else, that's not a reason for the second guy to take it over. That's the first shlav of the Tesis Rid, when we say the first guy remains the Baalim on the bar. He's the Baal bar.
Only where it lands somewhere else.
Oh. So when it lands somewhere else and it hasn't taken place over there, where the second guy is also only Grama, then we say that the first guy remains only the first guy is Chai. Next stage in Tarsus Rid is if the second guy is active. If the Hezek is active, the Hainu it looked like the case in that vav, where it's Bahad the Kazli that it's Mazik. Or the case over here, where it's a Duyadye. Or the case in Nuntes, when you gave it over the Chershad to the cotton, you gave the H, the Chershad to the cotton, says the Taisis Rid, Kunjab Yechanan, that Eshim Shemchitzov, then Eshim Shemchitzov, then we say that the action of the second party is mevatel the grama of the first party, since the first party's chiv is only midin grama. Dahainu. Let's say in the case of Bar Mezgal, he put the bar down. He put it down there, so he's just guarding. The second guy is actually doing the action. Doing adye. He just tied the thing. It was Kaisha's leak. Tarangle actually did the action. Then we say that the action overrides his responsibility, which is passive, which is just grama. That's why Berechesh had to cut it as well, with the H. The H also yipater. Samela, it's not Shver. Tesis Kasha from Amsim and Sajnikmar Shagag and it fell down Bruch Mitsuya. Because there, there there's nobody else to take responsibility for the fire. And there, the only one that's left is the original guy who put it on the roof. When someone else or something else does an action, that's mafkia, the pshia, the grum, he calls the grum of the first guy. And there, Chagav, on the Chavdalid, he talks about a third case, which is not so much negayat ar sugya. What's negayat Chavdalid is more that, well, he talks about Eish over there. On Chavdalid, he says that in the case of Meshasa, when I sick your dog on someone, so there he said there's another Yisayit, which negayat ar navot. That is, that if somebody, the second person, second party, did an action, bikavana, then even though the hezek is also begrama, and normally we say the second guy is hezek begrama, is not mafkia, the first guy's hezek begrama, he was first, but if it was done with a conscious action, then we say it is mafkia. And that's why, if in the case of Davav, Burma's Galgal, it was a Burma's Galgal that the guy put the bar there and got kicked around. Someone else went, Mikavana, picked up the thing and put it somewhere else. Then about the second guy's Chayiv, and he took it over. Because a Mais Mikavana makes it his. That's why case of Meshasa. So there, since it was a Mais that was done Mikavana, even though Batsim, the Hezek is Grama, he's not doing the Hezek. The dog is doing the hezek. He was just mashasa the cowboy. So Batsim is Grama. Narvas, did he have the inside? Now when the second party is done, Bikavana, then it's mafkia. And even though the hezek is done, either Grama, but the Maisa of the second one that's done Bikavana has the kayak mafkia, the Maisa, the Heksher, the Pshia of the first guy. Those are the three Yisaitis we have in Taisa's Rit. Now, so the question is, first of all, the question we left off with, what do you do with the Gemara on the Chav Gimel? We're all the Shannon Greger, Taisa with my parents, they ask on Rashi from that Gemara. They ask Rashi from that Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chayiv Nami Baal Gachalas. We're saying, you should be Chayiv Baal Gachalas. According to Rashi, washed the Galgal's Mechayev. The Kelv took the fire, right? And then Taisrud, you can ask Mefarish, why is that different in the case of Chesed Vekot? Chesed Vekot, the Taisrud says, you're Chayev. You're Potter. Why? Because the Hezek is not on the Maisa, Eshem Shemchitzo. So why is the Kelv different? Now, within Taisrud himself, the Chayev is also Shtikos Tira. Because in the Chavdalid, once he says, his Yisoid, Gabi Mishasa. He says, "Shuva Vade, Gabi Bar Mizgalgal, Baragli Adam, Baragli Mehima, the Adam Magalgal, Leishloi Midaita, Vechein. Isha Yad Chershad Vekotten, the Mamtilei, La Bardasu. So Chershad Vekotten that are continuing the fire, bringing the fire further, Mamtilei, they're moving the fire along. It's Shloi Bekavana. So there he's saying, L'chari Potter, L'chari Stir Menei Bey. And that Nun Tess, he says, so here's the Chayiv. Here he says, the original guy is Chayiv. It's like Baram Mezgalgo. Even though by Eish. And by, when you give the fire on that Nun Tess, he says, you're Potter. So L'chari, the answer is, perhaps, there's an Afgamina with Eish Mishem Chitzo, Eish Mishem Mayinai. Because, then that Taisha says the Feirish on afternoon test, yeah, that his whole Yisoid is Dafka B'Shem Chitza. Why? Because what's the whole Yisoid that the Taisha read? And when the second guy is doing a Maisa, his Maisa is Mafki and my Grama. That's Dafka Manu'esh B'Shem Chitza. Only Manu'esh B'Shem Chitza is considered the Maisa of the Baal'esh. Mashen Esh B'Shem Mayinai, then that's just Gram Balma. So Mela, if you look at Rashi on Chav Gimel, and back in Mara, Rashi says, we're going the man da Amar, Eisha Mishum Chitza, Mishum Amayna. When the Mara asked the Kasha, L'chai Baragachalis, L'chai Naim Baal Gachalis, Bein mar mishum amayne islehu. That's the words they both hold mishum amayne. Berech also holds mishum chitza. Yes, l'shalim ba'al gecheles chatziach le amaynehu. He's saying the Gemara's cash is alts mamayna. Not alts chit, alts mamayna. Right? Now, so therefore, if the Gemara is going alts mamayna, so then, and forget Teis Rosh over there in the Shita asks on Rashi, Teis Rosh on the Shita asks on Rashi, why is it Dafka Mishum Mamayna? Even Mandamar Esha Mishum Chitzav says Teis Rosh, there's still Kasha Yishum Chayy de Baal Gacheles. Why? Why? Because it's like Abnasin Masai Shnichmer Shagaga the Ruch Matsuya. In other words, this is the Rosh Lashitasai on the Vav Amen Aleph that says what? We mentioned this yesterday, that when the animal kicks it and it damages in flight, in action, we say that you're chayiv. The Baal of Bar is chayiv. Iba had the Tazli, he's also chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Mishmeish. He's chayiv Mishmeish. So in fact, the Rosh, lo yidai di madoch lo parash king, that feel you have eish mishm chitzav, shayich lak shu yehochi. The lech is a kelev, hava kiruch mitzuya. The karv of adai, kmai chitzav. Kidar chalit l'charol and l'chalas. Yeah, it's karavad, we have to see what criteria for chitzav it. That's not negated us. But the Rosh said, what do you mean? Eishim shem chitzav also chayim. The baal gechalas is chayim. Just like the ruch mitzuyah. You chayim a ruch mitzuyah, right? Oh, but Rashi Tak is learning going on the mishum amayinah, right? So that would stim with the Tosis Rid that will say that the whole Yisoid, the whole Kasha, the whole Yisoid, that when the second was doing an action, it's mevatel to the first guy, that's Mandam by Eish, it's only Mandam Mishim Chitzov, only then is there a Maisa. Mandam Mishim Moin is no Maisa. So therefore, that could be the Teretz for the Gemara on Chav Gimel. That could be Teretz Gemara on Chav Gimel. And that could be maybe answers this theory. This part's a little more difficult to say that a chavdal is going manam shemushim chaminai and then tez going shemuchitzav. Okay, that's a little bit more of a stretch, but we might have to say that because harei on the test for sure he's going manam shemuchitzav. The whole yisai is gevoyed on the manam shemuchitzav. That's clear, right? And on chavdal also he's saying all three places he's saying the same yisai is right. He says the same yisai is all three places. So therefore, I don't think it's so crazy to say Chavdal is going Manam Mishum Mayna. So either way, Lagabi the Gemara of Gimel, we can answer that we're going that Gemara is going on Yomar, only asking Manam Mishum Mayna. That would answer the big question that we had because the whole Yisrael of Tazrid is Dafkan by Manam Mishum Chitzo. Then we say that it's a ma'isa here. Otherwise, the Manam Shemayin is no ma'isa. It's not because he chayiv mamis. It's not a ma'isa. It's not a ma'isa. Then it's not an afkir. The Gemara's kasha. The chayiv ma'ichelos. By do yadi, that's a ma'isa. By do yadi is a ma'isa. The only thing is though, now I'm looking at the Rashi and Chav Gimel. This will be very nice and beautiful. However, for the sake of honesty, once in a while you got to be honest also. So I think though this might not work for Rashi. I'm just realizing that now. Why? Because Rashi says, "Hachi asina v'chayim nami baal gecheles." Says Rashi, "The bein mar who bein mar mishum mayne islu." Yeah. Both the berachim and shlokim and maskanas and sugya hold eisha mishum mayne. Rabbi Yechon says also mishum chitza. Hilch Rabbi Yechon damal el. Al Godim Shalom Chatzi Nezik, the Shoyer is saying, the Shalom Baal Gecheles Chatzi Ha'achem. The Ma'inei hu. He should be chayim al tzme Ma'inei. My question is though, but if Rabbi Yechon does hold chitzav, also, so therefore, according to the, if we're saying Rashi is going with the nusach of the Taisus Rid, that whenever the second one is doing a ma'isa, it's mevatel the pshi of the first one. So who cares if Rabbi Yechon also holds a ma'inai, but ma'isa he also holds a chitzav. And if he also holds a chitzav, then according to Taisus Rid, if Rashi was going asking this lamanda amar eishim mishum ma'inai, everything is wonderful. But if the Gemara is Rashi is lahedya, that we're asking mishum ma'inai even lamanda amar mishum chitzav. But if we're going lamanda amar mishum chitzav, so then even though he also holds a ma'inai, but he also holds a chitzav. And if the Yisrael Taisus Rid is then a ma'is is a mevatel grama. So then, by virtue of the fact that it's also Mishum Chitzav, it should be Mevatel, the Chitzav of the Kelev, should be Mevatel, the Memainai, which is only Grama, of the Baal Gachelis. So, if we can learn Rash like Taisus Rid, then I don't think it's going to help us to say that Gemara is going Mishum Chitzav. Because Saif Masayif Be'echanan also holds a chitza. According to Ezrid, when there's a ma'isa, the ma'isa is a mevatel the grama. So that's why in Rashi itself, this is still going to be difficult for Rashi itself. Ezrid calling the Gemara is going only ma'na mishum chitza, ma'na mishum ma'inai. But the way Rashi says it, that even if Be'echanan the Rebbe Yechon holds of both, so what? So it's also Mamayinai. But it's also Chitzav. So after the Chitzav of the Kelev, she mevatel the Mamayinai of the Gachelis. Which is the Holy Sayyid of Taisus Rid. So if Rashi is going to Taisus Rid, then we haven't reached our Menucha yet over here with this Rashi. Menucha v'anachla. We haven't gotten to Menucha v'anachla yet. The Maisa, there are other Tzurtzim in the Achrayinim, and I said that's how there might be a mocker for that. That's in the Ravid. That is the Pnei Shua Betzim the Nachas Dovin the Imo Barichos. They want to be Mechalik. Again, that's Tais Kasha. What was Tais's original Kasha in Rashi? We say Baruch Mitzuyo Yichayif Eish. So here also Shibichayif Eish. The Tanagol should be considered Baruch Mitzuyo Shibichayif Eish. So Pnei Yeshua gives two Tzurtzim. One Tzurtz is this Yishez Benachas David. He wants to say that the difference between Eish and Amasimaskai Shigbrach Shagag and the Dli by the Taranagal. The Amasimaskai, the wind blows it, so the Eish sure has a kayak to be damaged. The rock also has a kayak to be damaged. The weight of the rock has a kayak to damage. Elamai, you need the wind to bring it and then to push it off the roof, and then it can damage. Mashain came by the Dlil is very innocent. The Dlil has no Kayach Mazik by itself. The only Kayach Hezik is Mekayach Tarnagol. It's Mekayach Tarnagol. So Mela. What? This is. One second. This is the Pnei Yeshua and the Nachas David. And Pnei Yeshua says that he got this from the Ravid. Where does he get this from the Ravid? I said it's a possibility, maybe yesterday we wanted to say the Rav is going like Taisus Rid. But now maybe not. Now we could say that when the Ravid said, I think this, I mean, Pnei Yeshua doesn't say, you know, where he's coming from in the Ravid. But I think I know where he's coming from. That's in the Rav we spoke about yesterday. When the Ravid said, the Ibahadid the Azil, Ahilun's the Gemara, in the beginning, he's going in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's talking about bar, right? Loishan al nitzmeila kosh adam chayv akayshin shalem. The Gemara says Mishabar at that point. Mishabar Mizgalgal, etc. Right? Metz Maskan is more than his member anyway. Says the Raya, Diba Hadid Azil, Kayach Tarnagal Hu. Now, Phil Kashi Adam Loy Machayev. Yeah? Loy Baladli. So he says, Kayach Tarnagal Hu. So yesterday we said it means the mice of the Tarnagal. Right? We said right away in my mind, oh, that's Taisus Rith. Because that's what I was on my mind. So I figured, if it's on my mind, it's got to be on the Raya's mind. But now I saw that Pnei Yeshua, I think, is saying, no, that's not what the Raya means. Maybe the Raya means like his Yisayit. And the difference that the Yisayit is that it's a cut, it gratifies, I think, in better time, much better in the Lashon. That's why it would be nice that this child of the Achrayinim has a basis in the Raya. And that is, it's the Kayach of the Tarnagol. The Hainu, the Kayach to be Mazik, is the Kayach of the Tarnagol, as opposed to Amnesin Masai and the Eish, where it's the Kayach of the object itself that has the damage, and the wind is just moving it along. Then we say that the owner is Chayim. Mashen Kain, where the whole Kayach of Hezek comes to the Tarnagol, that you don't see from there. That's what the Raya means, the Kayach of the Tarnagol, Hainu, that the Kayach, the ability to be Mazik, is all from the Tarnagol. Mela says the Raya, the Kayach is Potter, because that's just the Gram Ba'alma. It's ain't a daima to Eish, Ansim Avnasim Asai, Shinicha Bresh Agag, or Eish that moves with Ruach Mitzuyah. Because there, what your thing is Be'etzim Mazik. What are you making faces for?
What's the difference between a bucket and a rock?
Because the bucket, the bucket could damage is only because the Tarnagol threw it. It's the kayak of the tarnagol that does the damage. Mashenka, the rock has weight. The rock's on the roof, and the wind blows it off, and the rock falls down on someone. It's the weight of the rock that's doing damage. The wind just moved it from place to place.
We're not talking about where it damaged
someone by
falling off a roof.
What? No. Obviously, the case that we're all asking from is from Amos Masai. There are chilucha we're asking. How do you do it? We're going. No, that's definitely talking about that also. But that's not what the shrine we're asking from. That's not what he's asking.
Also hurt someone by falling off the roof.
But it's not on the roof. It's on the ground. Of course, it was on the roof. You're right. If you put a bucket on the roof and the wind blows down, you can't. It's not Amos Masai. How can we have a bucket and a rack? I'm going to go, where is it? It's on the roof, it can damage. If it's on the floor, it can damage, unless the first snookered chicken comes and throws it. That also needs the kayach.
The rock can use the wind to push it off.
Exactly.
What you say?
Exactly.
Right. Push it off. That's exactly it, right.
But the damaging force...
The damage force is the rock itself. That's right.
The rock would...
The heavy, the weight of the rock.
The chicken came and kicked it off the roof. Yes, the chicken would be high.
Okay, so that's the second teretz, second mahalach that we have for Rashi. And then now we're saying maybe that's right, it means. L'fizeh, when we come to the Gemara and Chav Gimel, right, which is Chayiv Nami Bal Gacheles, then it's not Shver B'chlal, because even if we want to go Eishim Shem Chitzav Sof Kosov, over there talking about fire certainly has a kayach to be damaged by itself. All the dog did was move it along. And Meil over there, Rashi never said that we're going to patter the Bal Gacheles. We're going to pat the Baal Gacheles. So that's the second mahalach to answer Tais Kasha Rashi. And this mahalach, then, the whole problem of Gimel doesn't stop. We don't have to mutcher to answer the Gemara of Gimel. The third mahalach, that Pnei Yeshua is on his own in this one. He said he wants to say taina balbatish mahalach, that there may be what Taisus assumes that it's ruach metzuya. Taisus brings a raya. Taisus assumes ruach metzuya. Says the Pnei Yeshua ken zayin that it's not a ruach metzuya. Ken zayin is not a ruach metzuya, meaning that the animal you tied the little to the tarnagol. Tarnagol had to go into just an izik and take a pitch with the dlil. That's not so that might not, you know, even charges orche doesn't mean that it's ruach metzuya. So therefore, to say it's ruach metzuya, shemchayev al tzeish, zok the Pnei Yeshua ken zayin. They don't say that.
You're saying it's not
a ruach metzuya. I know what.
You're saying it's not a ruach metzuya.
Right. He's saying the same, but maybe it's not a ruach metzuya.
It's like more. It's more.
It's less. It's not metzuya. Ruach shein metzuya. That animal, the chicken, is going to go into the nizik and throw it. Take target practice. That's like unusual.
So then, don't even say soros.
What?
So then you don't even mean soros. It's mashana.
No. So he has to speak that out. Even though it's enough orche, but it's not ruach metzuya. You have to know your definitions out there. What? Yeah. So that
seems like a little orthodox lawyer.
What's the difference?
What? Orche means the normal thing. Doesn't mean there's orche means normal. It's normal, but doesn't mean that it's called ruach metzuya. Doesn't mean that you bechuyev. It's not abnormal for it to do it, but doesn't mean that it's common enough that should be considered ruach metzuya. You could hear a chaluk.
Very dark.
Say it. You could hear. That's what I said. This is the last chat. You know what I mean? I said that's what I said. He was on his own in this one. You know what I mean? So he's on his own in this one. So mainly, no, we have to speak out. What Taiz brings a raya. So first of all, Taiz brought a raya. Taiz brought a raya for the case of Bar Mizgalgo. In the case of right, so over there, first of all, Wisconsin, we're talking about Bar Mizgal, which is Rabin, and especially if you're Rashi, the Rashi learns they threw it into the street. Idloyatsne Peshe means they threw it into the street, Rashi says. So all you need is that for the animal to move it from one place to the next, with a Bar Mizgal, no, that could be Ruach Metzuya.
If it's in the street, then it's
Ruach Metzuya.
Then how do you
that
work with the?
It's in the street. Well, he kicked it along. That's Ruach Metzuya. That makes sense, right? Hashanah. So therefore, what Taisa brings the raya that's called Ruach Metzuya, especially for Rashi, it's not going to be a raya for this case. You know, our case is the case of we the kosher attached to the tli, then they have to go into the Shusha Nizik and throw it back. That you don't necessarily see that could be Ruach Shein Metzuya. That's his third Malach. Now, when Taisus has brought the case, he says it's Ruach Metzuya, and the Parach Yidle Asne Pesheyo. So it wasn't clear in Taisus. What's his layatzne? Is it in his own rishus and still he's a pesheya? In other words, is it talking about a situation where by itself it wouldn't have damaged, or is he not necessarily? It's from my case where betzim would be damaged. I say it's ruach metzuya that it's moving it along. I mean, if we think about, you know, in light of the Pnei Yeshua. If Taisus is bringing a raya to the case of kosher, where he's actually doing a lot, yeah. So then it would make sense, at least, right? I'm thinking about it now. It would make sense, at least, that Taisus would be talking about a case where it was his own rishus, at least, where there, at least, the Tanagol is doing more than just moving it along, because then the Chayra, the Pnei Yeshua has a good taina. Now how could, why, what's the raya? You bring me a raya, it's called Ruach Metzuyah, from a case of knocking down the street, than the case of, you know, like Peshua describes it. So if at least Taiz is talking about when Loi Hatzne Pesheya is talking about when it was in his own Rishus. Yeah? As much higher it is like that case. But it's his own Rishus, and it came in, that's called Ruach Metzuyah, Taiz is saying. Then at least it bridges the gap a little, and the Taisus is being right from there to the case, even when it has to go in the shtetl and throw it. And that we said, the Beferish, the Talmud Ben Tam, he says Beferish, that it's the din of Idli Atzne, Bresheyu, is even when it wouldn't have damaged where it is. Speaks it out Beferish.
What? It wouldn't damage where it is?
Even if it would not have damaged where it is, still he's chayiv.
Who's chayiv?
The Baladlil, yes. He speaks out. Alvadimari going shkashi v'aze kein bar. So going meaning bar. We're going kein bar, right? The town of Garilo loy avimidi. Dumav nishim elav loy atzne v'aze kein bar chayiv baladlil nezik shalim. He just speaks out. Afil loy nichay v'balkayim shiachol lazay lasayz hezik. Kivan loy shamroi miyav machayiv. Okay, so he speaks that out. That even if it's in a place where it wouldn't have damaged, still you're chayiv. Okay, and he speaks out b'feirish. I don't know what this guy in the bottom wants from Taisus de Masal Avo. He doesn't say this. Maybe it doesn't mean this in the clue. Anyway, so there's really a question over here. And then I think, in light of the Pnei Yeshua, I would venture to say Taisus is really on board with this as well. Otherwise, it's really very difficult. Taisus being a raya from just pushing it down the street to the case where it, we're like Pedro said, when it's just a nizik and through it, that should be considered, you know, Ruach Metzuyah. So I would like to say that Taisus agrees with this as well. But it really is, then there's a question that one might ask. That if where it is, it's not a bar. So then, why don't we say ish bar, b'lay shar bar? So I mean, it's a tarnagol that created the bar. Just like Gemara says later, you're not chayiv for the bar of Tanragol. Ish bar v'lo yishar bar.
No, but it had the potential to be a bar. Just in the circumstances prevailed that it wasn't a bar in a specific place.
One second.
Wait, again.
Who made the bar? Answer the question.
The chicken.
Thank you. Chicken made the bar. Why don't we say ish bar v'lo yishar bar? That's the question.
When did you make the bar?
When he took it to the next place.
When he took it from the Rishus and Nizik, and he put it in the Rishus and Mazik. He put it in the Rishus and Rabim. Going now, it was in a place where it couldn't have done Hezik.
Well,
it doesn't make a difference, okay? If it couldn't have done Hezik, it's not a bar. You'll find 100 cases. Simple cases is just a nizik, okay? But even if it was someone in Shizram who couldn't have done Hezek, it's right out of bar. What's the difference? Why does that make a difference to you? It doesn't make a difference. Either way, if it couldn't have done Hezek, it's not a bar. If it's not a bar, who made the bar? The chicken. Why is it ish bar v'lo yishar bar?
Okay.
Is that a valid question?
Yeah.
Good. Now, the answer is, l'chayra, and the Talmud Ben Tam himself answers this question, and we already once had this actually. Alam Beis Ben Aleph, at least some of us. Alam Beis Ben Aleph. You remember that sugya? Paska Shilda. Ah, the more easy Gemara is above Kama. So over there, Kitzer. There's a Gemara. The Paschal Lorch Geshilda, the kids with animals lying across the street and they can't get around it. Oh. One second. So Gemara, because otherwise Gemara says it should go around, right? Kitzer, Zok the Talmud Ben Tam, he's got a problem. That why? Otherwise the bar, right? Otherwise the shor becomes a bar, right? Now, in fact, the Talmud Arashba, why do we say ish bar v'lo shor bar?
The shor can't be a bar.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't make my own drasha here. Ish bar v'lo shor bar, no. But here the shor made the bar.
He
lay down.
He is the bar. It's like, what is the creation of a second?
What's the difference? He's making himself in the bar.
He lay down.
What?
Is that
the last
shor
bar was a bar? We learned this last time. We made that drasha of shor bar.
Oh, the shore can't be a bar, you mean?
Right.
That was, okay, fine, that was, say.
Maybe lay down itself.
What?
Lay down itself?
That's the case, no?
What do you say that it's only a bar if it is not shown on a client, if it fell?
Hmm?
We had an alpha and B that asked the word person or animal falls, or is that shown on itself? You can't just lie down and become a bar. We have an alpha and B.
Okay, I don't remember now offhand. You have to show me later, right? But that's what the Tom asks. Okay,
sure.
So we say it might be helpful if that's true because I think that not everyone's agreed to his tarot. That's why. So it might help us very well if we have another. I was wondering. I wasn't not holding, unfortunately, in that sugi right now as I should be. But the kids are effort the Talmud Ben Tom. But shayach lemeimahach ish bar b'lay shar bar. Shezeu bar shaloi. Shloi shama behemta. Vezika. V'alkan amneskinai. Avahechdei meheima atzma mazika megufa. El meviat akala v'nizayka ba. Zeu ish bar b'lay shar bar. Says the Ben Tam Ben Tam. That is a chilek, fundamental chilek. Ish bar v'lo shar bar is when the bar, the shar makes a bar. The shar takes a takala, which is not my takala. It takes something and it throws in shesrabim. It throws makes the takala shesrabim. Yeah. So then what's the shaila? That shai b'chayiv for the kriyas habar of my shar. Ish bar v'lo shar bar.
He says there it's a lack of shar. So
one second. Hashem came over there. The Pshat is, the takala is yours. It's your animal. Your animal, you are Pesheya, and therefore your animal became a bar. There's nothing wrong with that. He knows the animal that did it, but it's all your Pshia that there's a bar over here.
Did you
even watch it?
Yes.
Yes. So it's your animal that's becoming the bar. It's not your bar, your shor that's making a bar, it's making the kala. Here, the takala is, it's your takala, because the takala is animal. It has to be the Yubashev. Yubashev, the Zamazi, you're not going to be bothered, you're not going to be chayyid. But over here, it's your takala. So Mela, the Chayyid, who had in our case, the case isn't lil, even though it was Layatsne and Yubashev. See, even though Batsim, who made the bar? The Tarnagel made the bar, right? Yes, but the Teretz is, but Tarnagel is Ruach Matsuya, yeah? Right? So I don't want to be Mechayiv myself als the Mice of the Tarnagel, als the Kriyas Habar of the Tarnagel. I want to be Mechayiv, this is my Takala, and Ruach Matsuya came along and made the bar. So that's is here the bar. It's my bar, right? It's my bar. House Pesheya. So the fact that I helped to make the bar, right? So that was like anything else, like Ruch Mitzuya. Like the Gemara in Daf Vav says that Amasim Asoyish Nit Bar Shagag, and it fell off. After, and the damage as a bar that we learn out, it's not a shava. You chayiv for that.
Right? My house.
One second. What's the difference? Yes, if you had Ruch Mutzuf Mitzvah Yachasin, but that blew it out, of course you're Chayav. Same thing. So one second. So it's not Ish Barav Lo Yishar Bo. Because the Yisayit is, I don't want to Mechayav me out the Maisa of the Shar. I want to Mechayav me out my Maisa. It's my Takala, and Ruch Mutzuya helped it along to make a Bar. I'm Chayav for that.
Aren't we like switching perspectives? Like one question was, if my tarnagol creates the shor, me the bala tarnagol should be chayav. Just like the Tamid Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that me the bala shor, me my shor turned into a bar. So, but now we're saying my dli, we're looking from the perspective of the bala dli.
Right.
Oh,
so my dli is a bar.
The question was based on b'shun the bala tarnagol meaning be chayav.
No, wait, no. The Baal Tana goes for sure Potter, because it's Ishbar v'Lashar Bar. That the Gemara says. The Baal Tana goes Potter. Mashiach was, what about the Baal Dli? A Tana goes made the bar. So I'm answering that the Ptur, when a Tana goes makes the bar, is for the, you're right, the Baal Tana goes Potter because it's Ishbar v'Lashar Bar. So in other words, when you want to be Mechayiv me, out the mice of my animal, the kriya of my animal, then I'm potter. But if you want mechayev me, because it's my takala, and ruch metzuya moved it along, even though that even helped in the creation of the bar, and that we have on the Vav Men Aleph. That we have the Vav Men Aleph.
How does this not show like everything
we've
done up until now?
Oh. Very good.
Hold on.
Very good. The coin that Tyson is rich. The Greg Benji. What?
Say,
what?
This is the reason why Tyson didn't have to say that the wound time is also high. Because he made the bar ring.
Let's go back to the beginning of this year, okay? Where we're talking about the whole time, Tensurin, etc., that when the second one that's involved did a Maisa, it's Mafkia, what the first guy did with Grama. Right? So Chaira, this whole Yisoid of the Talmud Rebbeinu Tam, and we're saying that's Yisoid comes from that above. That when it's my takala, even though I get help in creating the bar, I'm still chayiv. Now, but let's think. A few times read that there's a difference when it's a natural help or an action. That whatever it is, an action, we say that the one that did the action is mevato, the grama of the first guy, and that's why Adir Duye is Chayiv, the Baal Tarnagol is Chayiv, and the Baal Dli is Potter, and only the Baal Tarnagol is Chayiv, and that's why Gidchei Shor Katan, the Baal Eish is Potter, because his mice took over. So Chayra, I was thinking that Huadin, Legabe, this Chiddush of Talmud Rebbeinu Tam, where he's the Etzem extending the din of the avav of Am Nesim Asoi Shnich Bershgag and it fell Baruch Mitzuya and the damage afterwards, so that means he had the help of the Baruch Mitzuya to make a bar Yerol Sechayim. He says that even applies to the case of Tarnagol. Now Mefid Tezrit, maybe it's not so pashit, because just like Tezrit says Legabe that's the Hezek of the bar, we're going to say that the one that's doing the Maisa is Mafkia, the guy that's Begrama. So too, Ken Zayin, I'm not 100% sure, and think it through all the way till the end. But L'chayr, at first glance, we would say that the Maisa of the Tarnagol should not be able to be mitzvarif to the Tarasiyas Abar of the Baal Dli, because it's a Maisa of the Tarnagol. If it's a Maisa of the Tarnagol, then we should say it's the Tarnagol's Maisa. It's a Tarnagol's Maisa, and a Tarnagol's Maisa is going to be Mafkia. So the Gufal Gabinesias Habar, I'll say the same thing. Then when there's a Maisa on the part of the Tarnagol, then we'll say, then it's the Kriyas Habar of the Tarnagol.
Why is the Maisa Tarnagol not like his
Maisa? It's not like, what?
Why is the Maisa Tarnagol, why is it Mafkia his Maisa?
That's the whole Yisrael Tesis Rid.
But
the Holy Spirit says that a baby. And do was it's not about the animal, it's not about the chicken. The chicken throws the glee.
That's because we're coming after this whole part, but if I say.
I'm not asking a theorem. I want to know, can Tosfos really subscribe to this whole thing? Now, he might not have to in our Gemara, because, as we said, Lefi Rashi, yeah? Lefi Rashi, what's the case of Pshi over here? He threw a bar in the middle of the street. Yeah? So there's no problem. Right? There's no chiddush over here. There's no problem of Ishbar Lo Yishar. It's already a bar. Right? Right? On Rashi, yeah? We're not going to ask the Kasha on the Vav, Bar Mizgalgal. I just want to speak this out. Yeah? You might ask me, so every Bar Mizgalgal, why don't you say the same thing? Yeah, I put it over here. The animal kicked it over there. So why don't we say the same thing that he took all? It's his kriyas bar. There it is, because it has a shem bar already. Right, it has a shem bar over here. You're just moving over there. You're just moving the bar. Right, it's not called a new kriyas. It's just moving the bar. That's what you have to say l'chayra. Right, Mashen came. Therefore, in Rashi. Yeah, we're rational with our sugya. We have no problem from our sugya. You don't have to. You don't need mechadish this yisari. It's only in the world of the Talmud and Tam, and maybe Tosfos, right?
It's about from being as versus rabbi.
Yes.
Davav as opposed to
versus rabbi. And our Gemara.
I'm saying
Rashi. Id loyatsne, right? Pesheyu. What's the case? And that's the meskanas. And the meskanas gemaros. Bar megalgal. Yeah, what's the case? There was a bar already. There's no Kriyas bar. They just moved the bar, right? So that we don't have a problem. That was never a question. Ishbar v'le shabar. It was only in him who's creating a bar. So therefore, you know, the Gemara itself, we don't have to come on to his chiddush. Now, I the Gemara and the Flamin Beis made like David saying. As I said before, that maybe it's not talking about an animal lie down, maybe an animal trip. So therefore, maybe there's no ma'isa on the part of the animal. So therefore, Taka, therefore we'll say it's a regular mitzvah, whatever is your peshe that it happened. And therefore, you have to take care of yichayev al spar. It could be over Taka no ma'isa that's going to pop you. But it's only the Talmud of the Beritam that has his Yisai that you're going to be potter even though there was a Ma'isa, then he has to come on to his Chiddush the way he explains that there's no problem in Shara Sharbar, because we're not talking about the Kriya of the Shah, we're talking about your Kriya with the help of Ruach Mitzuya. So that L'chaira could work out nicely. Now, the Rosh over here, goes through the whole all the case over here. Let's see it. Push it. Hoyd l'kasha bragloi shayim mahadis muki lo b'gemara. Nukshim Eilo, Vadadi Aduye, Tavli Tzarts, Gvul Shal Hefker, Gvul Shal Hefker, Oy, Gvul Shal Balatarnago, Vatsne, Vile Atsne, Afga the Adi Aduye, Humishal Nezik Shalom. Says the Rosh Chiddush, okay, this is not the Ferish in the Gemara Bachal. What's the din? If it's the dlil of the Baal HaTarnagol, and it was Loi Atznei. Yes, the Baal HaTarnagol.
Where is Baal HaTarnagol?
The rope is always... Ubedlil shel hefker, ubedlil shel Baal HaTarnagol, of Atznei. Dili Atznei, hafagav da'ad yeduyei, hum mishal nezik shalim. Are you saying he's not the Baal HaTarnagol? Let's see. He says, let's go, what's Pshat? Shana has Ram. The Treyer is Misham Chatzin Nezek. Hainu Chetiz Adover Hefker. Avol Meni Chayiv Olin Chatzin Nezek. Avol Metiz Mamun Abaylin. He's going to Mamun Abaylin. Mishalei Nezek Shalim. Why? The Treyer is Urchayu. I see he puts it together, right? The Urche, not like Meishur, right? Urche, Bahavakam Simasai, Shinichem Brei Shkagai, Noch Bruch Mitsuya, Behizik, it's Chayiv Al Zeish. But that, by the Duye, I'm Hizik Tanigo Betlil, Der Chiluchai, Mishal Mezik Shalim, Dom Chubba Gufai, Gufai Dami, etc. So when the Rosh said that Yechayiv Al Zeish, if it's his delil, Yechayiv Nezek Shalei Al Tzeish. Here, the reason why he says it's something else, then they would split it, whatever. Okay, so that's why we're talking about the Baal Tarnagol owns the delil. So what's the din, says the Rosh? Yechayiv Nezek Shalei. Why Yechayiv Nezek Shalei? Because Alt H. Because Alt H. What? Somewhat, but it's Shredder. What do you mean? Shredder, what? It's Pshay, but it's. What's the hazard, though? Yeah? You have to come on to H. This is really basic Tysis, right? It's basically Tysis. Yechayim Shem H. Now. The same thing he says later. Taka v'chena midlul disli bailim v'lonatzne bailim kosher adam chay v'kosher hakol bald lul potter midah v'hoyv chazaglal. We'll see about that. We'll leave that there. Now, so the question over here is the chazanish, and really the karkadmud, the nachas David already touches upon the question in a different way. And that is like this. That in Cain might sound like a funny question. So every case of, we have in the Brisa, all the cases of Gufay, of Schliff and all that, right? So Yichai, that's regular, Gufay. But if it happens just a rabbin, what's it then? Potter. Question is, why don't you chayiv al tzeish? And it's just chayiv, it's just rabbin.
Because it wasn't
going to
fall.
Oh, first of all, you don't want to knee-jerk reactions over here.
What's the
din of Shisrabim? It's just chayiv,
it's just rabbin. I'm saying, what do we say the din is?
It's regal. Regal is potter, it's rabbin.
Why is regal?
That's this is classic regal, right? It's good for you. What?
There's no reference here, actually. By the case of Schliff.
Why not? What? But the shahr is Ruch Metzuyah.
But you put it on the shahr.
You put it on the shahr, exactly.
So how could you put something on a Ruch Metzuyah? That's not.
If anything, you're just making it worse. If anything, you're making it worse. Hey, Imamish harness that Ruach.
Because that's not how Ish works. It's just
wait. Yeah.
Ish just Karech Achamurubah. You're not
putting Achamurubah. Sure it is. Karech Achamurubah is the shahr.
It means independent
Karech. Karech Achamurubah is the shahr. Independent. Again. Hello.
Dependent.
Hello.
Yeah.
If you attach a dlil to a chicken and the chicken throws it,
okay.
What's it then?
Yeah. Okay.
What's it then?
I'm cooked.
Chicken's cooked. I don't know. Yeah.
Especially
if it's ish. Oh, I see. Yeah. No. You start saying something for Benji?
Yeah. When you put your stout, when you put a muscle on a roof, it's on a roof, it's gonna fall, and it's from a place that it can fall. And B, these are things that are naturally, if they were to blow off, they will damage.
Okay.
It's
not again. Well, let's go back to the dlil. Let's go back to the dlil. We're talking about a dlil over here, by the side. We're talking about a dlil.
Little by chicken is normal to throw, right?
What?
It's normal to throw.
Oh, it's normal to throw, but it's not normal to walk. That's profound.
Oh, but when you throw on the animal, it's supposed to be staying on the animal. It's normal to stay on.
It's staying on the animal.
Okay, so now it's part of the animal.
Okay, so why is it
age? No, it's not part of the animal.
Yeah, it is. You said it is.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
It's good for the animal.
What? What's flying through the air? Okay, so what? An animal, the schlif that's moving through the air.
The schlif is the thing on the animal's back.
It's not. I didn't say flying through the air. It's moving through the air. Age is flying.
Yeah.
No, age could fly. Most ages don't fly. Okay. I know when you like torch a building, you know, but most ages go along and they, you know, move along the floor and they move on the floor. His whole point, I'm not really getting this.
What was the question?
Question is, Yishevchayev for the Shlif, Shusser Rabin, Midin Eish.
It's attached to animals, not about the animals. Those before, he said, was the, even though it's a wide load, it becomes
both for the animal, so therefore what?
So it's
like no, it's through it actually. And therefore? So it's not, it can't be aged?
He should really share
it.
Are these things orphaned?
Are they separate? Obviously they're okay, so what?
It's orphaned for these things to fall off the animal.
It's not falling off. It's staying on. I didn't say full fellow. It's staying on. It's backpack.
Is there a svara that your shark can't be a shlif?
Someone says, okay, so Dov is saying it's svara. What? Oh, so now Dov is going to ask over there. The way the whole sukkah take the play, so that's where he asked the kasha. Chazish asks it from moving forward. The Nachzdavgrad asks it from Mashachas Bekroin. Point over there. When you know Rabbi's whole Kiddush, I'll solve this and that, driving Ari crazy, but the Tepe Gleish, Mechaim Alzeish. Tepe Gleish, Mechaim Alzeish. Fine, it's really the same, it's basically the same question. Someone says, so Rabbi is suggesting over here that if it's Gufay, then, in other words, we never asked that regal should be Eish. Even Chazanish didn't ask that regal should be Eish. Hine Shlif Shaleha Lo'el Nef Shal Chayim Zabalim Shem Eish K'moish Kosh Tais V'Rosh Yutes and Beis B'dlil V'Hav Kavner Shinich B'Rosh Agag Shabahema K'ruch Metzuya V'Rel Chayim V'Sham Shem Eish. So Dovin may be saying good that since, like we said then, that the site is, it becomes part of, like Taisa said over there, it's Kugufay. The house says the Chiddush, right? But it tries to be Kugufay. If it's Gufay, then the I mean, the Chazish didn't ask that regal should be Eish.
Isn't Shlif regal to anyway?
Why not? Why is that like? Isn't why is that posh that regal is not age?
Isn't Shlif regal?
Yeah, but it's also regal. But the question was, should also be age?
What
does Rabbi
Yehuda even ask on regal?
He didn't ask them when it walks, when it steps on something, it should be age.
Oh, well, that's the posh.
Why?
Because Shlif is not age.
What?
Shor is not because the
why?
Theory, because the Torah says there's something called Shor.
No, but that's
maybe
the question is whether the question could also be age. The Chazanish's teretz is that the fact that it's shor makes it not eish. It's not so pashit. No, but he only asked. He never.
Isn't there two totally separate things?
Who's again? The Chazanish's teretz is
shor.
The Chazanish's teretz is that the fact that it's considered shor. Has a Shem Shar, the Gemara says L'Chaseim, the Gemara says, so therefore, Pshat is that not, that, it's not so Pashit, by the way, what he's saying, okay? That, one second. that's mafkia the Shem Eish. Now, it's not muhak. The fact that it's told to say him just means it has dinim of Shor. But if it happens to be able to be another mazik as well, so maybe you should have the chumers of that mazik also. It's not muhak. That's misayr chazanish. It's not pasha. Yeah? It's not pasha b'chal. Now, one second. But even in the chazanish, right, for some reason, he never asked that when a Shor walks, it should be chayiv al zeish. Because the kash was only from something that's somewhat removed from the Shor itself, right? Because so I'm trying to think, and that's really the Yisrael of David's Teretz, that Shlif is also is Gufay. But why Taka? Why didn't the Chazanish ask from walking itself that that should be Eish?
Well, it's possible that it's not, because if it was, then Karen would never be chayv chatzin as I can generally be chayv just ram. It's all ish. Ish is chayv just ram. Ish pays.
So the point is that's teretz of chazan ish.
So then what's the svar?
No, but again, if that teretz was pashtin, then he wouldn't have had a kasha. For some reason, in his question, he understood walking not. Who said Karen is Eish? Why would Karen? Karen's not is not Orche. I don't know. Karen's not Ruchem Tzuya. Karen's not Ruchem Tzuya. Karen's not Kash on Karen. Kash is just an unchain. Kash is just an unregel. It's not Kash on everything.
Why not unchain?
If it's a total of Shor, if Karen is told of Shor.
Karen is told of Shor?
Karen is an aspect of whatever you want to call it of Shor.
What is aspect of Shor? What Shor? Shor includes three mazikin. Is that? Shor is three different mazikin. So what?
That's what I'm saying.
Three different
objects. If Shor is a totally separate ob than Eish, and Karen is falling to Shor, then why is not?
The Chazanish can't say that Regal is a total Eish, because the
Torah is clearly separate. He's saying both right on end. Where?
Okay, Bekitzer, there's something I just love to think about a little bit. In the Chazanish, difference between walking and the Shlif. Okay, but either that's his teretz. Okay, so I'm saying it could be, if there's a chiluk, even within the Chazanish, between walking now is Pasha, it's not Eish, then Chayav David's teretz also. But what's significant over here is, what I say, and it's really not Pasha at all. Because this teretz of the Chazanish, yeah. So why don't we say the same thing by Dlil?
It's attached.
What?
It's attached.
Second service. Dlil is all, not attached. It threw it. What?
That's also true.
What? But Treiris is also regular. The frat. Okay, so no, I don't want him to start throwing the Berach Shmuel at me right now. Okay, because the Frat, Lefi the Rosh, and we're learning the Rosh now. And the Rosh is the one, he's the champion of reading the Gemara, like the Gemara says. That Kaichai is Kikufai, Holoch Mesh Mesinai, just telling me, he paid Chatzi Nezek, Pabetzem, Kaichai is Kikufai. Treiris is honest and goodness rego. Yeah? So Mela, it's very good rego. Oh my, never said he paid Chatzin Ezer. No, it's Vos. So if Shlif if Shlif can't be Eish, because it's rego, so why in the world could Treris be Eish, and even though it's rego? So the Chazanish himself, Yayin Lefiza, the Tor, the Madlil Shal Baal Tarnagol, Leatzne, Bezark, Echayin, Ezekshalim, Shemesh, and came. Oh, there's a step in between here. In other words, if not for the case when he's the owner, the case when the simple case of the Rosh, yeah? When the Lil is Ruvain's and Tarangol is Shimon's, and then Taisa says that the Baal Lil is Chayiv. right? Alt Eish. So there, in that case, it's less shver, because you could say that this, that it's Sreiris, that's only, listen carefully, by Isai, as far as the Baal HaTarnagol is concerned, mitzad him it's Sreiris, but mitzad me it's Eish. In other words, what? It being Sreiris, it being Regal for him, is not Mafkia, that can't be Eish for me. Because, think, don't just like, shut it off.
What was it mean?
Because for him, the mazik, it's his tarnagol. So for him, the hezek, mitzad, his perspective, it's regal. But mitzad me, it's my dlil that's being thrown through the air with the ruach mitzuya. So mitzad me, it's eish. It's not muchach. The fact that he's chayiv al regal, that I can't be chayiv al eish. It's possible to be muchalik. However, that's why the chaznish wasn't bothered by this in the beginning. At the end, he says, "Yesh Yayin," and it gets more difficult. That's when we start off the rush, when we die in the rush. That even when it's the baal, when it, by the baal at lil, you hear by say, if the baal tarnagol and the baal at lil is the same person, he's closer towards is really the rush. The madul shal baal tarnagol loyatzne v'zar gechay nezek shalim mishum eish. Him came medinu chayv shirabim. So chayv shirabim. And then the tsrayer is, loy dinim medin regel el medin eish. Dafka the mezika b'chut. Oh, so he knows he has a problem here. So we're saying the baal hatarnagol slash dalil is chayv al eish. Right, so even though so he's chayav al zeh, he's chayav mishrab also, right? He's chayav al zeh, he's pashut chayav mishrab. And then we don't say, hey, 1 second, it's regal, it's not eish. It's right, it's not eish.
So,
why do we say that?
Because he just read mechal.
Shlif, we say, that I'm not chayiv al zeish. I'm patur shirabim. Why? Because that's parsha of regel, and shrayer is also parsha of regel. Says the Chazanish, right? Nimz it shrayer is like the limb in regel. El b'neish. I've got the mezika b'chud derech lucha patur shirabim. Like the limb in neish. It's like he leaves it hanging. In other words, he's saying that his aside that if it's regel, it's not eish. Yeah, for some reason doesn't apply to Shreiris. This is very shver. Rafal if you're the Rosh.
Scott, bravo.